In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Charlamagne, say the game, don't get out of shape, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 28th is going to a young woman named Amelia Goldsmith. Amelia Goldsmith is a TikToker influencer. Those are the professional terms they use. After reading this story to me, she's just a clout chaser. And the worst kind of clout chaser, okay? The worst kind of clout chaser to me is the people who do those charitable acts on camera. Now, I know it's a couple ways to look at this. Some folks say, hey, since you see people doing all types of negative stuff on camera, it's good to see someone doing something positive, and maybe it will inspire other people to do positive things too. And then it's others who say, if the charity was really coming from your heart, you wouldn't film yourself doing it, especially in regards to giving to the less fortunate. By less fortunate, I mean the homeless or people who are in like real need. Like, it's bad enough that the person is already in the condition they in. Last thing they would want is a camera shoved in their face so you can personally make yourself look better. And that's exactly what Amelia Goldsmith did. See, Amelia decided she wanted to do a curated act of kindness. I gotta salute my good brother Raconia from Cleveland, who encourages random acts of kindness. I too encourage random acts of kindness, but the key word is random, okay? Just do something nice for someone for no reason at all. I live for that. But Amelia did a curated act of kindness because she decided to go to a random grocery store and pay for people's groceries. But this is how you know she wasn't doing it for anyone but herself, because she got upset that people wouldn't let her. Let's go live to Amelia's TikTok for the report, please.
I just want to cheer someone up, midweek slump. Excuse me, this may be really random, but I'd love to pay for your food shop today. Just because I want to... No, honestly, like, I do this thing where I want to do something nice. I'd just love to...
That was stressful, guys. Felt really, like, in panic mode. I don't know why, I just felt like I was expecting someone to be... I don't know, I was expecting the first person to be like... you know, overjoyed and grateful and happy for me to pay for their shopping. But obviously that didn't go down well. He was kind of, he was a little bit like angry. I was a little bit like taken back. And then I'm gonna cry, to be honest. And then the second person, she just sort of looked at me like I was some absolute idiot, weirdo, just shouldn't say anything. But like, I'm just really overwhelmed right now. I don't know what's going on. Also, like, that was like a big challenge for me as well, because I just find like sort of social situations really quite hard. Just a lot of emotion.
Oh God.
Oh my God, like, I don't know what to do because nobody will let me play for the groceries. Like, girl, I just feel like some people just don't want a camera in their face. I do understand where she's coming from, yeah, but I think that she got that from seeing other people do it.
And that's right.
That it would translate as well, but nah.
Nobody wanted her to do it because they knew she was doing it all for herself. And this is why some folks feel anonymous charity is the best way. Mm-hmm. And this is why, to me, this is the worst kind of clout chasing. If you wanted to pay for people's groceries, you just do it. Right. You don't go to the grocery store, go live and start recording. You ask people if they want their groceries paid. No, yeah. Just do it if you really want to do it. You know, when I've done this, when I've been in line behind someone and that person gets to the register and their card don't work, or they get to the register and realize what they got is out of their budget, so they about to put it back, I've intervened in those moments and said, nah, I got it for you. Yeah. But just standing there like a damn insane person with your live going, telling people you want to pay for their groceries, that's why that man asked you why. And that was the right question. Yeah. And the answer isn't because you just wanted to do a good deed. The why was you just wanted clout for your social media. Mm-hmm. Nothing was pure about your intentions. You did that for engagement. You did that for likes and views. And she got what she wanted because the video has over 800,000 views on TikTok. This story was reported in the New York Post. That's where I got it from. And now I'm talking about it on Breakfast Club. Damn, wow. Did she win? Did she win?
Yeah. Well, she got more popular, and that was the goal. Mm-hmm. She got more popular from it. And like you just said, if you don't like something, don't give it attention. So we probably shouldn't have gave her more likes. But I think this, we got to put ourselves in these people's conditions. Like, who wants to be filmed on their worst day? I don't like taking photos without my wig. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, like, I want to have hair, makeup. I want to look the best. I want filters. So we got to be more empathetic for these people who are in need in that moment and not take advantage of their low moment. So for we can get a high moment.
Yeah, I agree. She got what she wanted, which is attention. But I will turn it into a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. There is nothing better than lifting someone else up. When you give cheerfully and from the heart, people will accept that gracefully. But when you give simply because you are trying to get yourself attention via one of these social media apps, of course nobody is going to accept that. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's not pure. A gift is pure when it is given from the heart to the right person at the right time at the right place, and when we expect nothing in return. This is the most important part. When we expect nothing in return, you, Amelia, expected exactly what you got, which is attention on TikTok, and that is what I don't respect, because real generosity is doing something nice for someone who will never find out. Please give Amelia Goldsmith the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charlamagne.
Now, Kendra G, my darkness.
Yes.
She has a gift she wants to give us.
Yes.
From her heart. That's pure.
That is pure. That's from her. I was thinking that when you were doing all that, because first of all, I want to say that y'all know the history. You know, I'm a radio veteran for 24 years. Charlamagne and I have both been fired. How many? Four times in the past?
Four times.
Yes. Yep. And Envy and I went to college together, Hampshire University. So I wanted to give y'all a gift for being radio rock stars. Like, y'all have taken the radio situation to a whole nother level. And I just want to show y'all how much I love y'all.
Thank you. What we got.
And give y'all the best gift ever.
She bringing gifts,
baby. It's actually a photo of myself. It's a photo of myself that we're going to put in the studio. And it says, congratulations on all your success, Charlamagne and DJ Envy. Now know you will always have the best with you in the studio. You're welcome.
And then the same outfit that you got on today.
Same ponytail, same everything. So I'm going to be, because they didn't have me on the wall, Jess. I looked at the wall. I'm not on the wall. So I brought my own damn picture.
I love that.
And you're going to put it on the wall. Matter of fact, I got you two. I got one in a black shirt and a white shirt, okay? Black or white, like Michael Jackson.
Kendra, did you not just listen to Donkey today?
So she going to get it. She's going to get it tomorrow.
Did you just not listen to Donkey?
You can put it right there at that mic right there. Put it right there at that mic right there.
Right in front.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
All right.
All right.
What's better than one, Kendra, too?
All right. All right. When we come back. Now, this is serious. Now, first of all, we got to say shout out to BET. Man. Enjoy. We'll see you guys on Monday.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody else, now, if you have kids in the car, this is the first time I'm going to tell you that maybe you might want to turn it down just a little bit.
You know why? Because it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday!
And Suki Hanna is joining us this morning. Now, if you don't know who Suki Hanna is, she's from Love & Hip Hop. She's a porn star too, right? She got a porn out or something?
No, my God. She already got me caught up calling somebody a crackhead. I'm not about to say this man, this lady is no damn
prostitute. She has a mind sharing her sexual experience with the world. That's a better
Sukiana
way to say it.
Sukiana is just Sukiana.
And when she's having sex in the past, it was with her men. So I don't think she's a porn star.
And do y'all know that she made a debut on Jerry Springer? God rest his soul. Do y'all know that Sukiana was on Jerry Springer? Her first performance.
That makes sense.
Jerry Springer. When I just Googled Suki Hanna, sex, Pornhub popped up.
Well, look, we didn't see it. We don't know nothing about it.
Is it porn when it's your man?
I can't show you because y'all go to human resources, I get fired. But if y'all Google it, y'all see it on your own. But we're going to talk to her when we come back. Suki Hanna and Jess Hilarious. We taped this yesterday. So Jess Hilarious did what she did, and me and Charlamagne fell back.
You know what? All right. Thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes. Real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.